Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of All Out with Mother Satora Becky. Yes, I am your host, Mother Satora. So tonight's show may be a little controversial in some people's eyes and ears. So, your discretion is advised. So, tonight is actually kind of a mixture of father's rights versus parental alienation. And we're going to be talking to two upcoming producers and documentary that are tackling this issue that is sadly kind of not really addressed. And so I'm glad that somebody has been able to bring this issue to the forefront, and I'm extremely happy to be involved with this. So I would love to welcome back my guest host tonight, Chad Ginter. Hello, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I am just so, so blessed with everything that has just been happening. Some bad, some good, but you know, the worst case scenario, I'm learning from it, and I'm learning an awesome, awesome lesson that I can now take and pass on to other single fathers who are you know, battling maybe the same struggle that we all are. So I got the website up. It's dadonamission.org. Now we're working with some kinks and stuff like that so we can get the, you know, all the cell phones and whatnot that you can log on and just say what's up. Say where you are. Let me know you guys are out there. That's what I want to hear. But, yep, it's up and running. Ah, oh, Becky.
I love to hear this. Things are moving. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for you. So I'm going to play a piece, and then after, I would love for you to go ahead and intro our first guest. So one moment. Hold on one second. I guess we're having a little technical difficulties, but we'll get it. So basically, it's kind of my mantra that I use. I've been interesting enough, kind of, I don't want to say ostracized, but it seems like a lot of the feminists are saying I kind of sold out. And so it's interesting that women kind of go against each other. But this is kind of my motivation.
It means it's time for you to fight a harder. Dig in. It means it's time for you to go on the warpath. That starts with one of the fundamental laws of combat leadership: prioritize and execute.
So that is actually from a famous Navy SEAL that I have been lucky enough to meet, and he's a great motivational speaker. And I'm blessed, Chad, that you have come back, because I know in your journey that you've turned your negative into a positive, and now you're motivational speaking and just, you know, trying to mentor and help these other guys out. So please go ahead and intro our first guest.
All right. So which one do we go with here, Becky? We got two very, very fine individuals. I mean, what do you say? Who do we go with?
Well, Jessica is on the line, so go ahead and intro her today.
All right, let's bring Jess in. Jess, are you in? Are you there?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. How have you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Always, always blessed. Just learning and taking these learning abilities and, you know, all the downfalls that happen through going through the whole process and just completely turning everything around.
I see. I saw you had your page up. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait for people to get involved with that.
You and me both. I'm ready. Let's make this connection. Let's get out to Colorado. Let's do this documentary, and let's start it off.
Yes, that sounds awesome. We are super ready to film, so I can't wait.
Oh my goodness, Becky, go ahead
and share with everybody what's going on with you and how did you get involved in everything.
So my husband actually our custody case has finished. But I watched him go through the entire parental alienation thing, his ex not allowing him to speak with the child, not being able to see him, trying to interfere with custody and visitation and everything like that. And so I just decided to start the Alienated Dad Project, where I started reaching out to a lot of fathers and realized that it wasn't just us who was going through this type of situation. And I wanted to get other guys' stories. And I think then you reached out to me and introduced me to Chad, and I heard about his story, and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. So many people are going through this, and their fathers are being labeled as deadbeats when actually they're just not being allowed to speak with their kids.
That is true. Sadly, there is a difference between deadbeats and alienated dads. And unfortunately, I have a deadbeat for my second son, but I've seen it because I'm dating somebody that is unfortunately an alienated dad. And we were just talking about it, of how she gives her money, but the grandparents are raising her. So
wow,
it's a battle. Yeah. So when are you going to start filming?
So we are wanting to start sometime in February. I'm trying to figure out what is going to work best for everybody, who I can get to film, who will be easiest to film the soonest, and who's ready to tell their story, and how I'm going to get everyone in a centralized location, or who I have to go to and stuff like that. So I'm thinking probably we'll start beginning of middle of February and probably end off around May-ish.
Oh, very cool. Now, for the documentary, are you thinking, like, trying to shop it to Netflix? Or, like, how are we going to get this word out for you?
I would love to be able to do that. I've been reaching out to a lot of different people and, different media outlets. So, hopefully, I'm hoping that someone will jump on the bandwagon and say, like, hey, I think that's a good idea. I think we want to talk about alienated dads, and let's get this out there.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
listen,
definitely.
There is no way that there is not a single father out there that couldn't throw something together for you immediately. Fellas,
what I'm talking
about is all of us joining together as one. And if we got to fight this system together, let's fight it all together, not individually, but together. We will get through this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Jessica, as an outsider looking in, how did you feel watching your husband going through all this?
It broke my heart. I hated to see him be, like, torn away from his son, and then his son not knowing, like, well, why am I not being able to see my dad? It really broke my heart because my husband's like the sweetest person ever, and he just wanted to have a relationship with his child, and that was being taken away from him.
Hmm. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to have a special session that I like to do some kind of weird, oddball questions so my listeners can get to know you.
Yeah.
So, who is your inspiration?
Ooh, goodness. That's a tough one. My inspiration.
Yeah, that is a pretty good one.
Because
I don't think I would base it on just one. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think
right.
I would base it on one. I base it on one Superman. That man is all over the world and does everything, just as a single father does. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them out there. You know what I mean? And I would just like to be that inspiration for someone to say, listen, that's the guy that got me through this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with Superman.
Love it. Well, so what is your biggest or weirdest fear?
Oh, I am terrified of lizards. I hate. I hate. That's probably my biggest fear in life. I know that is insane. I can. Lizards, I can't deal. I can deal with a lot of things. Lizards is not one of them.
And I'll tell you, listen, let me tell you one. My father said it the best. A dead snake is the best snake. I didn't understand that. I did not understand that until I got a little bit older. Then I realized, hey, my dad was right. Them things are creepy. You don't know when they're going to bite you and when they want to hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. So, what were you doing 3 hours ago?
Oh, what was I doing? Actually, 3 hours ago, we got word from our lawyer that we had won our custody case.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
I love it. Yes.
Very, very, very good day for us. Very positive.
That is very cool. That comes at a great time. I love to hear positive news
right.
like that.
Very, very good.
Well, yeah, definitely. So what type of music do you listen to?
Eclectic. So I listen to, like, everything. Tracy Chapman is probably one of my favorite artists.
Ooh. Okay. Very cool.
Listen, I'll tell you.
See, mine is more.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you what I got into. I got into the whole like the Tiesto, Miami Music Festival, and stuff like that, because it was just so upbeat. When it was just horrible out and, you know, things weren't going your way, it's just very upbeat. It's a very positive vibe. And so that was, oh, my God, I love that.
Oh, nice. See, mine always depends on my mood, so it really depends how things are going. I do everything except country.
I just got into a little bit of country. I know like two songs, but listen, it's country. You know what I mean? Country is country. That's it.
I'm sorry, we can't be friends anymore.
Oh goodness. When you pick me up at the airport, I will be dressed just like a cowboy, just for you.
He would too, Jessica.
No. There you go. There's the deal. The deal's out there.
Oh, my goodness. So with this journey about making this documentary, do you have a background in film or anything like that?
I don't. I actually am a journalism major, so that kind of investigative sense about myself, I want to, like, ask questions and interview and investigate things, but I don't have any background in film or anything like that.
Okay, very interesting. See, I actually had kind of a bucket list. I had a near-death experience in 2013, and I've had 28 surgeries since 2006. And so after my experience, I made a bucket list, and one of mine was to actually be in a movie. And so I ended up starting to do movies and documentaries. I'm an extra actress. I'm happy to say I'm actually in the side. And to me, it was just kind of an obstacle because I never thought in 5 million years, like, I could do it.
Yeah.
So I have no background in that. I just worked up. My real job in real life is what I like to say is I'm a nurse. And so my first one was called Heavily Deposit, which is coming out this year. And I actually played a doctor on film. Well, you have to come visit me in LA then.
Yes.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. So, Chad, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Jessica?
I'm ready. Let's just do this. I'll go and pick up this outfit tomorrow and just get something absolutely ridiculous. And then let's book this flight and let's knock this thing out. You know what I mean? I'm ready. Let's do it.
I'm ready for it. I am so here for it.
Yes.
I love it. Between both of you guys have so much energy and such a great vibe that I'm excited to be involved in this. And I think this is going to happen. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, any way that I can hopefully
so
help.
Much.
Yes, of course. All right. So, Jessica and Chad, I'm going to put you both on the spot. Describe something that's happened to you for which had no explanation.
For, I'll go, past 7 years, have really no explanation for me. Really no explanation. So there was only one place that I felt that I could turn to, and that was to God. I ended up, maybe three, 4 years ago, I tossed it up to him. I said, listen, man, I cannot do this anymore. I said, I'm not sure what's going on, but I just can't do it. Let me tell you, the biggest stress reliever in the entire world. So each and every day, I just try to better myself and better myself and better myself, doing better than the day before, knowing that I went through that day, knowing I could have done something better. So the following day I go back and I correct that and make myself better and better and better. So that's, yeah.
Very cool. I like that.
Question?
Yes, of course. So describe something that's happened to you for which had no explanation.
Oh.
listen, I apologize. Like, I threw you right on the spot. You know what I mean? Like, that's a real tough one to follow. You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh. Something that's happened to me. That I have no explanation of. God, these are, like, really tough ones. I have not been prepared. Let's see. What do you think? Something that's happened to me that I don't have an explanation for? What? I'm, like, over here trying to phone a friend and ask my husband. What do you think? That's
oh, you guys are funny.
Crazy situations recently. We were in an airport situation, and that was just crazy. I have no explanation for that at all whatsoever.
Oh, man. So what would you tell all those men out there if you can give them a piece of advice? What would your advice be?
I know they always say, like, keep good documentation, but not just for court. I think that keeping good documents for your children for later on, just in case you don't win or however the case may go, so they know that you fought for them. I think that that's really important. Just in case you do decide, okay, you know, I'm 30K in right now and I can't continue to do this. I think just keeping good documents for your children so they know the truth is really important.
I totally agree with the whole documenting things. I mean, you know, fellas, you really gotta prioritize things and prioritize things very quickly because this is your child that you're fighting for. So you gotta organize and make sure everything is T's crossed, I's dotted, and then go back and do it again just to make sure you had everything done. They it will absolutely come in hand at some point down the line. You will absolutely need those documents that you wrote down or copied down, because it'll be so
right.
much quicker.
Exactly.
Now, do both of you guys believe that the kids suffer in the end from the parental alienation?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I could only assume. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've heard stories, but like, I just want to base this on you know, what's going to happen and how I can dictate what happens from now on out. Why? By just documenting everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a really good friend whose mother alienated her from her father, and her father ultimately decided to commit suicide. And it has really affected her. Yeah, it was awful. She still every day talks about how much she just wanted to have a relationship with her father, and it also has strained her relationship with her mother. So I definitely think that it affects the child in the end.
And just touching on what you said about suicide, let me tell you, ladies, there's two people that I follow in these father groups. They lost their life this past week of something due to they couldn't handle this. This is something that I need to come up with, or I need to design something that say, listen, fellas, call me before you even think of that, or if you're ever put in that position of where you think you're going to take your life, you call me personally, and we will get you help. Fellas, we will
right.
get through this. I promise you. We just hang together, and we walk together. We walk as one.
Amen.
I agree.
There you go. Oh, it's so heartbreaking just listening to these stories. And I've been part of the Father's Rights group, but it's almost, you know, just kind of always kind of reading things but not really responding unless I really kind of get hyped up on something.
Right,
especially,
right.
You know, a lot of women, you know, it's interesting how they think that automatically mothers are best. And,
right.
you know, I see these fathers. My journey began when my son, who's now 11, his dad is actually truly a deadbeat. He left me paralyzed with a NICU baby. And, yeah, and he didn't show up until about 2 weeks later. And
wow.
he has probably paid maybe $1,000 in 11 years. And so my journey began because I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand how
right.
these guys could do it. And the more
right.
that I kind of dug, and the more that I read, and the more, you know, I found Chad. Like, you know, they just want to be involved. They want to be there for, you know, the first
right.
day of school. And all these things that, I mean, it goes fast. I will tell you, parenthood goes way fast because my kids are 11 and 22 now. And, you know, sometimes I wish the dad could have been involved. My first dad, he was military, active duty military, but he was special operations.
Mm-hmm.
So he never did get to go do the first day of school or any of that. But we made
right.
it work. He, you know, called and he wrote and yeah, I'm old. This is way before social media. So, but we made it work so he could see his kid grow up. But, and then, you know, the second dad, unfortunately, is just a deadbeat. But, you know, I really advocate more for the kids, that the kids deserve both parents. And, you know, it's just, it is heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and
it is definitely heartbreaking.
And I'll tell you this, and this is what brought you into us and that we could connect and whatnot, was just through that story, because there are so many fathers out there that just don't know what happens to the kids. I mean, they can ask and stuff like that, but you can sit there and say, yes, this is what happens. I, myself, have witnessed this is what happens.
Right, right.
Yeah, definitely. That is so true. So, let's get back to some fun questions. Have you ever been pulled over by a cop?
Oh. Yes.
Yes, I'll get it done quickly. Go ahead. Yep. Sure have. Yep. Can I put both hands up? I mean, it wasn't like that fast, but I'm just saying, I'll put both hands up. You know what I mean? And if you want to know the story, I'll be sitting over here. You know what I mean? Good Lord.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
Listen, speaking about cops, though, I mean, listen, I really feel that I think you need to unite as everybody together and just, you know, let them do their job. I mean, yeah, some are crooked, but you can't base everybody on just, you know, one crooked cop. It would be like me looking at another father and telling him he's a deadbeat and I don't know anything about him. We don't know his
right.
story. He doesn't know ours. You know what I mean? So it's clean slate all around.
Exactly. That's so true. Oh. Now, in any of your cases, did you guys have a gal involved?
We did, yes.
Do you think that it hurt or helped your case?
I don't think that it actually really made a difference. From my understanding of what they're supposed to do, I don't think that he really, like, we didn't really see much of that. We didn't get to see, like, right. So I was thinking, well, my interpretation of what a gal's job is for them to, like, be the attorney for the child. And I thought that he was going to do, like, a case study of our home and stuff like that. And none of that ever happened on our end. So I don't think that we got to see much of it.
Wow. See, and you're not the first one that has told me that, so I always like to ask about that. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, have you picked out a name for your documentary yet?
I think I'm just going to call it, so we've been going, like, me and a couple other girlfriends that I have came up with, like, hashtag him who. Going off of, like, the Me Too campaign where all the women are speaking up, trying to bring awareness about, like, sexual assault. And we came up with Him Who to, like, bring awareness to the dads who are being alienated and how they're being classified as second-class parents and how their child support money is good, but their actual support isn't good. And so I'm going back and forth on deciding if I'm going to call it Him Who or the Alienated Dad Project. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, very cool. Okay. I like that. So tell me a little bit more about the Him Who. I did see some clothing and things. Like, how can people reach out to you regarding all that?
Yes, I'm going to ask the same question.
Yeah. So I have a lot of it on my Facebook. I realize that my Facebook is, like, super private, so people are always like, can you make this public so I can share it? So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go on the Facebook link, or there's Bonfire/Him Who, and it'll just show there's, like, hoodies and everything, and the proceeds from the hoodies and the crew necks and everything that are purchased, I would like to use to help fathers pay for their legal fees when they're going through custody cases, because I know that it gets, like, super expensive.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Very nice. And so if anybody wants to reach out to you on social media, how do they get a hold of you?
My Facebook is Jessica Rena. It's like the little tilde over the N, R-E-N-A. And then my Instagram is, what is my Instagram? Oh, it's O-Dam and then like Sika, like Jessica, but S-I-K-A-A. And I'm usually very active on there, so on both of those. So I see messages pretty quickly.
Okay, very cool. And are you still accepting stories for the documentary?
Absolutely, and all the stories can be sent in to thealienateddad@gmail.com, or they can just reach out to the Alienated Dad Project on Facebook as well.
Very cool. I love that. Okay. Now, in closing, what advice would you leave our listeners with? And, you know, basically as a woman, like, how would you, what advice would you give to other women out there?
I would say probably just be supportive. Try to be as supportive as you can of your husband or significant other while they're going through this, and also have a support system for yourself. That is really important. Making sure that you know how to disengage and have your own support system outside of what he's going through, because it can be really consuming if you don't. So just be supportive of him, have your own support system, and know how to disengage.
Yes, Jessica, I will take five. I will take five, please. Good Lord, I will take five of them. You know what I mean? I mean, good Lord, it's very difficult these days.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I would love for you to have you stick around and, you know, listen to our next story with Tyler York. And he's actually making a documentary about, you know, father's rights and parental alienation. And he's fighting for his daughter. And I would love for you to stay around and, you know, ask questions and just, you know, be a part of it.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Perfect. All right. So our next guest is Tyler York, and he is military. And unfortunately, he's been caught in this parental alienation, I guess, nightmare. And so I'm happy to have him on the show tonight and talk about just kind of what's going on and what led him to go ahead and start a documentary. Tyler York, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Tyler, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Fighting for the dream.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on. How old is your baby girl? Just kind of what led you up to this point?
Yeah, so I was on deployment, and I had started having some health issues over there. And it just so happened that my wife, she had, like, stopped contacting me, and I was curious, you know, like, why? Why has she not been calling me, asking me how I'm doing? Because she knew what I was going through. And they actually sent me home early from deployment, and I came back to an empty house, and she had actually taken my daughter to a different state. Yeah, so, and eventually she had to come back so I could see my daughter, of course, because I hadn't seen her for 6 months at that point. And I left when she was 3 months old. Yeah, I left when she was 3 months old, and then I got back when she was 9 months old. And I was just like, you got to let me see her. I haven't seen her in 6 months. And 3 months to 9 months, your baby makes a lot of changes for sure. So, and she actually wouldn't let me see her. It was like 3 weeks after I got back, I finally got to see her. And she only agreed to let me see her after she talked to my chain of command.
Whoa.
And she said that there had to be a mediator present. So she wanted somebody from my company to come and watch to make sure nothing was said or something like that. So NCO, my direct boss above me, I guess, is... He came. He's a cool guy. He came, and we actually met at a park, and I got to see her for 15 minutes the first time before Brianna. Yeah, before my wife was like, we gotta go. And basically, ever since then, I get to see her. It's like once every other month. So I've seen her a total, I think, four times since I've been back. And, you know, I hopped on some communities on Facebook, and I found out that, you know, my story is not even the worst. There's so many other fathers out there going through so much worse. and I just started thinking about how I could shed light on such a topic that's left in the shadows, I feel, because I honestly never knew things like this were going on, or at least not to this degree. You know, I thought you get divorced and then, you know, the child still gets to see both parents pretty frequently. But after I went through, I'm still going through it, and I hopped on some groups on Facebook, and I realized that there are hundreds of other dads who are going through what I'm going through or worse, and I started thinking about how I could help them and me and all of us, and then I figured what better way than to use my talents, because I'm a filmmaker in the military, that's what I do, and use my talents, so I figured I'd do some interviews with some people and make a documentary.
That is really cool. I love that you're turning the negative into a positive. Myself, I'm an ex-military. The first son's dad was military, and he was Marine when I met him, and then he went special operations for Army Ranger. Did they ever try to use, like, deployment or PTSD against you?
They used my time away against me for sure, yeah. Because it came down to, like, who does the baby knows mom more? So, I mean, ultimately, you could have said that my daughter didn't really know me at all after I got back. So, they definitely used that against me, yeah.
That's crazy. Yep, that it's still going on. I mean, even, as I said, my oldest is 22 now. And back then, you know, that was kind of the Persian Gulf, Somalia, that kind of era. And I saw that like wildfire through the military. And it's amazing that it was kind of never spoken about. And so it's interesting that it's finally coming to light. But, unfortunately, you know, that military, you know, myself, my family's all military, so, you know, I knew what I signed up for, and I feel like a lot of these women don't understand that, and I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of disheartening that you guys are out there fighting for us, and then to have to come back to that, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just at first, I wanted to make the documentary to be informative, but now I'm adding a little spice of empowerment, because I feel like if all of us dads who are truly fighting for our kids come together, we could actually, you know, make a change. But I feel like it's just been going on for so long that so many dads feel like it's not possible, or they feel their confidence is low because, you know, maybe the kid is best with the mom more often, and I've seen stories like that where dads have told me, like, you know, when we first started going through the trials, I would just agree to whatever she wanted and whatever she said, because I felt like it was best that way, because it's just been like that for so long. So now
I'm sorry. First off, I want to thank you so much for your services and what you do for us over here in America. You know what I mean? Thank you so much for your services.
Thank you for your support, man.
And second of all, it's just exactly how you're speaking. You're speaking to yet another single father battling that same battle each and every day. I'm right here. We're right here. And all we need to do is unite and unite and unite and unite. Then we walk together as one. So we're not just going in there and smiling, hoping everything is going to be okay. Or just maybe I might get to see my daughter. It's always going to be okay. Because we are out here and we are ready to walk this whole battle together.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm really hoping. And I've actually just opened today. I guys started a little clothing line, where I put Dad's Two logos on shirts, hoodies, cups, basically whatever you want, you name it, I can do it. But that just opened today. And that's on my dad's too Facebook page, the link for that. And all I want is for dads to be proud that they're dads. So I've seen it, you know, dads are shy or scared to tell other people they're dads just because, you know, it's all about moms and single parent households. And I just want them to feel empowered. So walking around with a shirt that says dad too or a shirt that says dad with a period on it, you know, people ask questions like, what does that mean? I'm rocking a hat right now that just says dad with a period, and people come up and talk to me about it all the time.
No, listen, that's so awesome because every time when I go to work, I work in a cooler, and I'll wear my Hello Kitty, my big pink hat, pink and purple hat. We got two kinds of them because Target had a sale the one day, so we had to have both kinds, and Daddy had to get one too. Cool, not a problem. I got you. But yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it's almost like giving a scenario. Say you know how a Fight Club came about where everybody was together. Why couldn't that just be all single fathers? All the way up. All the way to the very top.
The difference it would make would be extraordinary if we could all just be one person fighting for the same thing. The difference would be insane.
Yes.
And that is what I'm fighting for and striving for and making this documentary for. So that is what I want.
Now, I know you said you were trying to make it. Go ahead, Seth.
No. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. I know you said you wanted to make it a little bit more informative, more than kind of personal-based. Were you able to find any statistics on parental alienation?
I'm working on that because a lot of different sites say different things, and I want to be as accurate as possible. But I can tell you that it's pretty high. Once I was looking at it, like, between divorced parents, it's like 30-40%. It's high.
Wow. That's kind of staggering.
It's high. Oh.
That is mind-blowing. I didn't really find any statistics while I was prepping for the show. It was more, that it's finally being recognized in court that in the 1980s was when it actually came about. And now it's finally getting recognized, but not many judges will accept this, plea against parental alienation. And so it's still, I guess, a work in progress, it seems like.
Yes.
That's exactly what my attorney had spoke to me about today, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and that's what we had a good little conversation about today, and he had mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, it's real high.
Well, you know, you and Jessica are actually military. Do you think there's a difference? And I'm going to put this out to Jessica, too. Do you guys think there was a difference on how you were treated in court because of it?
Go ahead. I didn't really feel like I was being treated differently because I was in the military. I feel like I was being treated differently because I was gone for so long.
Hmm.
Which I guess you could link to the military.
Yeah. I think, what do you think, babe? Do you feel like you were treated differently because you're military?
I think I had to hide the fact that I was in the military a little bit.
Yeah, I think that it kind of, I think it definitely played a part in our court situation because I think that they want so quickly to say, like, oh, well, are you going to be able to be home? Because are you going to be deployed? Are you going to be doing this? Have you been to war? Do you have PTSD? Like, all those questions. And, like, does it matter? Does it really matter?
Yeah, exactly. They just want to be dads.
let me ask you this. Is there something out there people that have been in the service that are going through these same problems that you know, like you both have dealt with, you know what I'm hearing, but I mean, in obviously in different ways, but you know, it's something similar along the lines. I mean, is there a phone number for military people to call to get advice, like free advice, or do they have to go and buy or pay for an attorney and go that whole route?
I know military, one source does. You can talk to, like, your JAG officer or whatever, but I think most of the time those, the civilian world and the military world are separate, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say the JAG office.
Yeah.
They're pretty helpful.
Yeah.
And see, that's good that you can relate to that and say, hey, you know what, let's go to the JAG office, because I can definitely relate to a lot of times throughout the past 7 years that I couldn't relate to anybody. I didn't know anybody. You don't want to trust anybody because you're not sure. And just like you guys were saying, just let's unite as one and let's go.
Yeah. I definitely think it happens a lot more in the military than we are aware of, because, like you were saying, Tyler, I know a lot of guys, I have a lot of military friends who, like, come back home and they come home to nothing, and their kids are gone and their spouses are gone, and they're like,
that's so heartbreaking to even hear that, to understand that, to even grasp what is being said, that you go off and fight for your country and then come back to nothing. Thank you for fighting.
Yep.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. Dear John Letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Tyler, are you going to be interviewing, dads soon, or are you still collecting data and kind of doing more of that right at the moment?
A little of both. So I'm having fathers who are interested message me through my Facebook page, and I'm kind of getting their stories that way. But I think we will start filming next week, as far as the interviews go. That's the plan as of now.
That is cool. That's great that it's coming up quick here. I'd love to hear that.
I'm excited.
Now, how can potential dads that want to get their stories out there, how can they reach out to you?
Mostly through my Facebook page, DadsU is on Facebook. Some people have been hitting me up through my personal page, which I'm completely okay with too. Those are the two ways that they've been coming so far.
Now, you said you made clothing to kind of help support this. How can they find that?
Also on my Facebook page. Yeah, it's all there. So it's through Etsy. I'm sure most people know what Etsy is. Independent sellers, basically. Right now I just started it today, so there's like some hoodies, shirts, and hats on there with the main DadsU logo. But tomorrow I will drop another one.
I like
Very
it.
Very cool. I do too. So, Chad, do you have any questions?
Man, Tyler, I'll tell you what, buddy, you're definitely on the dad on a mission track. I mean, it's obviously, you can see, I mean, any possible way that we as single fathers can make just a little extra money, we absolutely try, because it's for our child. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're fighting for. And you know damn well that in the end, if we don't fight for our child, how bad will we regret it later on? I promise you, I will not regret that one bit, one single bit.
Uh-uh. I know my daughter's going to look back and know that I fought. So.
Yes.
Even if things end up my way, she's going to look back and see that, and she's just going to know that I fought.
So, Tyler, what advice would you give to other dads out there that are kind of going through the same struggle?
Reach out, link up. You know, you're not alone. There are so many of us out there definitely fighting right now, going through what you're going through. And there are people who have been through it. You link up, you can get advice from hundreds of dads on these Facebook pages.
Yes.
Definitely. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to start to close. So, Jessica, what would you like to leave our listeners with? And once again, go ahead and give out your social media so they can reach out to you.
Okay. My Facebook is Jessica, and it's Rena, R-E-N-A. And then Instagram is O-Damn-S-I-K-A-A. And for the Alienated Dad, all those submissions can be sent to thealienateddad@gmail.com.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Now, Tyler, same question. What advice would you like to leave everybody with? And once again, go ahead and give your social media so people can reach out.
Definitely. I mean, like I said before, I would tell any single father going through it right now to link up, you know, find another father or somebody who's been through it to talk to, you know, and join the battle, you know. Dad's on a mission. Dad's too, you know, join something. You can make a difference. And my Facebook page is Dads2, T-O-O. And my name is Tyler York. Good luck finding me on Facebook because there's thousands of us. My Instagram, that's easy, York_Tyler. That's
perfect.
What York,
well, thank you
York.
So much for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's been a blast.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a good night.
You as well.
See you guys.
All right. So, Chad, what did you think about everything tonight that we've heard?
I mean, let's be realistic. You tell me what you thought you heard, because I heard everything that states along the line of dad on a mission. Now, this is the first time that I've ever spoken to Tyler. First time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's, you know what I mean? That's what is that that's drawing us together? What is that force?
Yeah, you guys are dads.
It definitely goes to show you that there's yet another story. How many others are out there? So many. And just like Tyler was saying, is as the gentlemen go through it, or they get guided through it, help somebody else. Help somebody underneath you that is fighting that same exact battle that you just fought. It's the same thing
exactly.
That I always bring it back. You don't get up each and every day and run clean into the same wall every single day. You know what's going to happen. You're going to run straight into that wall every single day. Maybe your nose, and then nobody's clicking the like button on your Facebook page. And say you store there and you run through it. You're not going to hit the same thing. You're going to run through the door. Why? Because it was a change. It was a small change, but it was a change. So you're not going to continue doing the same thing.
Well, we're breaking down walls, and people are starting to listen, and people are starting to talk. So I'm excited that, you know, things are moving forward.
Oh, my goodness. You already know I am.
I am ecstatic.
Oh, goodness. All right, Chad. Well, I want you to go ahead and give out your social media info so people can reach out to you.
Listen, absolutely. And as you know, I'm a single father. So you know what? I don't have time to be on Facebook all day and every other social media. I'm working. I am grinding because I need to get money for my baby. But you can reach me at Chad Ginter. On Facebook, it's a picture of me and my beautiful daughter. And you could also go to dadonamission.org, and you can go in that way. Now, give it some time, fellas. It is up. It is running. But there's some little bit of kinks in, you know, that we got to fix and work out. But you know who's working on it for me? Yet another single father fighting the same battle. That's who's helping me build my website. That's how we do it.
That's amazing. I love that. Well, thank you so much for co-hosting with me tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I had an absolute blast. I think I want to come out there, and we get in our own booth, and then we really just cut it up.
For sure. Well, the invitation is always open. All right. Well, I would like to thank all our sponsors, listeners, and, of course, our network family. Make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next week, hug those babies because they grow too fast. You need to own your choice. Namaste and good night, all.